The Little Prince. I was a pilot. I always flew alone. 6 years ago, my plane was broken. I had to land in a desert. When I was fixing it, I heard a very low voice. "Would you please draw me a sheep?" Then I saw a very small person. That was Little Prince. He smiled at me and asked for a picture of sheep again. I drew a sheep. He looked at it carefully and said, "No, this sheep is sick." So I made another drawing. "This is a ram. I want a sheep." I drew over once more, but he was still not satisfied. "This one is too old." I became impatient, so I drew a box and said to him, "The sheep is inside." "That is exactly what I want. Look, he has fallen asleep." I was very surprised to hear that. Little Prince told me that he had a flower on his planet. He watched her grow from a seed. One morning, she suddenly bloomed. She was so beautiful, he fell in love with her. One day, she said, "It's very cold here, in the place that I came from." She stopped and said nothing more. As a matter of fact, this planet was the only place she had ever known. She was lying. Little Prince decided to leave. Soon, Little Prince came to the first planet on his journey. The king there liked to give orders. Little Prince was tired, so he yawned. "I order you not to yawn," the king said.
"I cannot help it."
"Then I order you to yawn." Little Prince yawned. Then he said,
"Can I ask you a question?"
"I order you to do so," the king said.
"Why do adults like to give orders?" Little Prince yawned again and left. On the second planet lived a conceited man.
"Good morning," said Little Prince.
"Say you admire me. Clap your hands."
"What does admire mean?"
"It means that you regard me as the most handsome and the smartest man on the planet."
"But you are the only one on the planet." "Do me this kindness. Say you admire me."
"I admire you," Little Prince said. "This man loves himself too much." Then he left. On the third planet, there lived a man who loved drinking so much.
"Why are you drinking?"
asked Little Prince.
"To forget," answered the man.
"Forget what?"
"Forget what I feel ashamed of."
"Ashamed of what?"
"Ashamed of drinking." Then the man began to drink again.
"In that way, you keep on making mistakes."
Little Prince felt confused and left. On the fourth planet, there was a merchant.
"Hi," said Little Prince.
3 and 2 is 5.
"Hi."
5 and 7 is 12.
"Aha, it's 501 million.
501 million what?"
"I am busy."
3 and 2 is 5. The man began counting again. At last, Little Prince understood. This man was counting stars. He thought all the stars belonged to him.
"This man is greedy.
Stars belong to nobody," Little Prince thought. Then he left. The fifth planet was the smallest. There were only a street lamp and a lamplighter on it.
"Good morning. Why have you just put out your lamp?"
"Good morning. It is the rule.
to light the lamp in the daytime, to put it out in the nighttime. Daytime, the planet is so small, it makes a complete turn every minute. So I have to light the lamp and put it out once every minute. Little Prince liked this dutiful man, but this planet was too small. He had to leave. On the sixth planet lived an old gentleman. "What are you doing?" "I'm a geographer. I am writing books about seas, rivers, and deserts." "Interesting. Is there any ocean on your planet?" "I couldn't tell." "But you are a geographer." "True, but I'm not an explorer." "Okay, but I like going around. And which planet would you advise me to visit now?" "The Earth," answered the old man. So the seventh planet was the Earth. Little Prince landed in the desert and met a snake. "Why do you come here?" asked the snake. "I had some trouble with a flower." "Ah," said the snake. "You are tiny, just like a finger," Little Prince said. "But I can be very powerful. Whomever I bite won't live long. But you're innocent, so I won't hurt you." Little Prince crossed the desert and came across a garden. "Good morning," he said. "Good morning," said the flowers. Little Prince gazed at them. They all looked like his flower. "Who are you?" he asked in surprise. "We are roses," the flowers said. And Little Prince was very sad. "I thought my flower was unique, but there are so many flowers almost the same as her." A fox appeared. Little Prince said, "Come and play with me." "I cannot, because I'm not tamed." "What does that mean, tame?" "It means to establish ties." "I see. There is a flower. I think she has tamed me," said Little Prince. Later, Little Prince met a railway switchman. "What do you do here?" Little Prince asked. "I sort out travellers." "What are the travellers looking for?"
"They don't know."
"Only children know what they are looking for," said Little Prince. "They are lucky," the switchman said. It was the eighth day since I had met Little Prince. He decided to go home. "You know, my flower. I want to protect her." "But I want to hear your laughter," I said. "At night, when you look into the sky, I will be laughing to you." Then I saw a flash of yellow. He fell on the ground. I knew that he had gone back to his planet. If you see a little man in the desert with golden hair and a smile, he is Little Prince.